on my own behalf and that of Bishop Dolan and all the clergy who serve you at St. Hugh and at St. Gertrude the Great, I wish you happy and blessed Easter. Of course, this is the first Easter when our dear Father Cecada is not with us anymore, but he makes an appearance in the Easter memorial card where here you can find blessings and greetings from the clergy as well as dear Father's picture in front. Notice that during this Easter time, yesterday we blessed the Easter fire, and when you lit the candles in the church, remember to lit all those from the Easter fire. Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament takes place after this morning's High Mass, and blessing of religious articles has been moved to next week. Our next Mass in this church will be on a Friday, when we have the usual Friday schedule with the 6 p.m. Low Mass, followed by Holy Face Novena and Benediction, and Saturday 8 a.m. Low Mass, and on next Sunday's Low Sunday, again, scheduled as usual, 8:45 and 11:15 a.m. High Masses. The epistle of this Easter Sunday is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste, as you are unleavened. For Christ our Pasch is sacrificed. Therefore let us feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought sweet spices, that coming they might anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they come to the sepulchre, the sun being now risen. And they said one to another, "Who shall roll us back the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And looking, they saw the stone rolled back, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a white robe, and they were astonished, who said to them, "Be not affrighted. You seek a Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you." Thus were the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Be not affrighted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, if you remember, yesterday on Holy Saturday, I spoke to you about fear, or more precisely, the soldiers at the tomb being terrified at the earthquake. And would you believe it, today's Gospel and the story of Saint Mary Magdalene at the tomb, it also tells us about fear. But in distinction to yesterday's fear, which was that of a sinner trembling in front of God's upcoming judgment, today's fear is that fear of sorrow, namely that Saint Mary Magdalene was worried, sad, and fearful that she had lost her dear Master and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who was put to death. We see in today's Gospel and with the devotion of Saint Mary Magdalene the great example of love and charity. Saint Mary Magdalene, she had been very evil and wicked woman in her past life. But then she heard the loving and redeeming words of Jesus Christ. And from that moment on, she abandoned everything she had loved in the world and started to love and follow only Jesus, her Redeemer and her Master. Saint Mary had been forgiven of her sins. She had now become faithful, perhaps the most faithful disciple our Lord could claim to be as one of his own. We have seen in the Gospel how in the moment of distress, how in the moment of our Lord's sadness, even despair, according to his human nature, he was abandoned by all, even by his most devoted friends. But Saint Mary Magdalene, she who had been a sinful woman, she remained true, she remained faithful, she remained the true and real friend of Jesus Christ, the one who would follow him, not only in joy and when everything goes smoothly and happily, but also when it was the moment of tears, moment of despair, and moment of fear. From there, you truly know a true friend, somebody who follows and supports you no matter what. The disciples, other ones, they had refused to believe when they heard the news of our Lord's resurrection, in spite of his having already appeared to the holy women. As devout as they had been, they had given in to fear, some kind of a worry that maybe this was all in vain. Maybe we truly have lost our Lord and Master forever. Even if the disciples didn't really and truly believe that, at least because or according to their actions, they had showed that they were too much afraid about the punishment and judgment from the world rather than stay faithful to their true friend, their true Master, and their true Redeemer. Saint Mary Magdalene, she also was now sorrowful when the sacred body she herself had prepared to be laid in the tomb was now empty. As you heard yesterday, the angel from heaven had rolled back the stone, and the guards had seen the empty tomb, and the word was out already that our Lord had resurrected. And Saint Mary and holy women, they also had arrived early in the morning at the tomb to bring good spices to the body of our Lord. But now they found the tomb empty. When Saint Mary Magdalene saw the empty grave, she was distressed. And not only distressed, but in her sorrow and in her fear, she was weeping bitter tears. But because of her fidelity, of her loyalty, for her it was given the great consolation of being the first one to whom our Lord appeared. Christ had already forgiven all her sins. Now he showed her singular privilege of appearing to her right after his resurrection. We again see how good, kind, and merciful is Jesus to his faithful disciples, to his faithful friends. So Saint Mary Magdalene, she went to the tomb, and great fear seized her. She knew, of course, he had promised to rise from the tomb, to resurrect, and she believed. But where was he? Why didn't he show himself? Was it perhaps because of her past? Or was she had not been good and loyal enough? Whatever were her reasons, she was crying, not out of fear of punishment, but out of fear of having lost her dear master. And while she was at the tomb crying, two angels appeared to her and spoke, "Woman, why weepest thou?" And she responded, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned back. And whom did she see? She saw Jesus standing there, although first she didn't recognize him. Jesus asked, "Whom seekest thou?" And Mary, thinking he was the gardener, replied, "Sir, if thou hast taken him, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." And now Jesus spoke to her only one word, "Mary." And then she recognized him. She fell down into his feet and said, "Master." Our Lord told her now to go and tell his disciples that he is here. He has resurrected, but that he would soon ascend to his Father, to his heavenly kingdom, and there forever rule the living and the dead. Dear faithful, how touching is this narrative of the sorrow of loss of Saint Mary Magdalene. We should learn from there that the greatest loss we can have in this world is that should we lose our Master and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Many parts of the world see now the second Easter in a row, where they would want to go to church to worship the resurrected Lord, but they have been deprived or forbidden to do so. Also, because of the evil people who occupied the church, many faithful Catholics in this time and this hour, they have no choice than to watch Mass on the internet. If you are able to show yourself to your Lord Jesus, whom you love, on this Easter Sunday, don't let that devotion go to waste. Be grateful to our Lord. Receive him in the Holy Communion. Show him that you are one of his friends who is ready, willing, and brave enough to be with him no matter what it takes, that you are his friend also in joyful days and also in the days of sorrow. Remember, just to be fearful about upcoming punishment is not enough to show ourselves to be real and true friends of Jesus Christ. The soldiers at the tomb, they trembled out of fear of something evil would fall upon them. Just like today, many modern men, they fear, they are afraid, perhaps the loss of their property, loss of their reputation, loss of their health, or the loss of their very life. But Saint Mary Magdalene, she was only afraid that she wouldn't see her Master anymore. Where was our Lord? Have the evil people removed him again? Will I ever see this dear Savior, this dear Master of mine. And she, because she was faithful, our Lord appeared to her, speaking only one short word, Mary, which meant the whole world and the whole heaven to her. So you also, dear faithful, on this Easter Sunday, you want to be faithful to God. You want to be his friend. The world, it can give you almost whatever your heart desires. World can give you good things, money, reputation, property, family, friends, so on and so on. But the world blesses you only as long as it can benefit from you. The world is cold, very calculating. It treats its friends more like as a business deal rather than somebody who wants the best of you and the best to you. God Almighty, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, he never works like this with us. God gives you good things out of love. And even when God disciplines you, he does it out of love, so that you wouldn't need to be punished forever for your sins, which we all rightly and justly deserve, but that we could also look into the faithful, sweet, forgiven face of Jesus Christ, just like Saint Mary Magdalene did on Easter Sunday morning. We cannot and we must not ever calculate the costs of this life when what it takes to be real friend of Jesus Christ. But we must be ready to sacrifice everything for our dear Lord and Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. May you have a happy and blessed Easter, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.